Gemara says, "B'shasa gzeira meinichal shulchano v'daya." So we asked, where's the person? Right? So we said that pirsum means the most that you can publicize. So therefore, b'shasa sakana, this is the most you can do. So therefore, motzoi Shabbos, that's the most pirsum you can do. Because you can't do it before. So that would answer that kasha.
Yeah, but to solve the problem Friday.
The problem Friday, and if you knock off one problem, you have half the difficulties.
That's what you said years ago, I know.
Right.
So what is it the most? You just pearson to yourself, or to your
the highest possible pearson.
I'm sorry.
So what is the pearson to yourself, or to the many bias?
Yes.
Which one?
Many bias.
If you're by yourself, then you wouldn't work?
No. Because pearson is a... needs a receiver, roar.
Rabbi, on that note, if you do that, if the Bnei Bais are coming home later, could you light it, or you have to wait till they come home? In like that type of scenario where you're not lighting for outside. Like if they light it, I know they'll be home before the candle goes out, or I should wait till they get home until...
To light it? No, you could... You can light it at the right time, and as long as there's enough shaman there, that when they come home, it's still lit.
Right, like home at 8 o'clock or whatever.
Right.
You'll see it as long as it'll be lit. To light on time.
Yeah. And you have the person from the street.
Yep.
Well, let's say someone is like high up and there's no person from the street, it's only from anywhere.
Then he has to wait.
Then he should wait to do the lighting until they get home?
Yeah.
Because he's nothing at that moment, he's not lighting.
It's not on my side,
look. So wait till they get home.
Right.
It's funny, Rambam doesn't say that.
About high?
No, about changing the time, that you don't have person for outside.
Well, he doesn't speak about apartments, but he does say if it's higher than 20 amos, it's no good.
Does he talk about the Zman?
He does have the
Shalcho
B'dayo. Yeah.
He does, but the Zman doesn't change, does it?
He says it's no good, there's no person.
No, but he says, B'shasa sakana, you do it on the table.
Yeah,
and
he
doesn't
say the time change.
When do you
that?
Do it then?
He doesn't say.
I know, but do you think you do it at Shkia?
Well, that's all these questions. Did they keep this mind from the outside and put it inside?
So maybe they still did. The Rambam doesn't say they didn't.
Yeah.
That's a chakir. That's what I'm not curious.
Oh, so why would they? Maybe it's to coordinate the whole tzibur.
Could be.
Take it out of the pile.
Last in, first out.
Okay, so you want to get back to what we were doing yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the Griz, it's the second Griz in the Hilchos Megillah. Okay, there's a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
So we were doing the second one. So he comes, at first he wants to say that there's two din in Megillah. It's Kisvei Kodesh, and it's also a Hefetz Shel Mitzvah, Shei Yotzim Ba. And then he goes further and splits it into two separate entities completely. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore he says, that's why the Rambam holds, you don't need what? Ibud Lishma. Because Ibud Lishma is only a halacha and Kisvei Kodesh. You need Sirtut. So that, and you need Alar Gvil Ubijay. So why do you need that? So he says, on the contrary, from there is a raya that it's not Alach and Kisvei Kodesh. Because why do you need a special limud to tell you that you need Gvil and Jo? So you see that it really is a separate entity of a Hefetz Shel Mitzvah. And you have to derive halachos from the Kisvei Kodesh, and wherever they're referenced in Megillah, so then you pull on those halachos. But it really is a separate Hefetz Shel Mitzvah. Separate Hefetz Shel Mitzvah. And when it's written in Kisvei Kodesh, it's one Hefetz. When it's written as a Hefetz Shel Mitzvah from Megillah, it's another. So then he goes through. He goes into the sugya, where the sugya says that it was nitna, Shmuel holds Esther lav baruch hakadosh nemra. Vama Shmuel Esther baruch hakadosh nemra. Nemra likros, along nemra lichtov. So what does that mean? So he explained that sometimes the Navi gets the Dvar Hashem, and the Navi transfers the Dvar Hashem to whoever he's supposed to, he's a shliach. But if the Navi goes home later and writes it down, the writing it down doesn't make it Kisvei Kodesh. So it's only like by Megillas Eichel, where he was instructed to put it into Ksav. So that means, then it's Baruch HaKadosh Nichtava. But here he's saying that the text is Baruch HaKadosh, but not the Ksav. So he says, Avol Midrabanan, that's in the paragraph beginning with Venira, not Vahanira. Venira. You go down about five lines. He says, so Tesis asks the question, Koral Pelo Yotza, so how could it be? Because Shmuel holds that it was Baruch HaKodesh, Likros of a Lichtov. So the Tirtzu, the other come along, Nitna Li Kasei, what's not Baruch HaKodesh? Aval midrabana nitnali kasev likros. Okay, so what does it mean? It means when the rabbanan says you should write it down, was because the practicality. Okay, it was a matter of the logistics of the maisa mitzvah that you shouldn't lose any words. So therefore, they said write it down. So when you read it correctly. But the writing down had no halachic value in terms of Kedushas Megillah. Okay. But you're not Yotze because they were machayev you to read it because they wanted to ensure that it's done properly. Okay, that's Tesis Teretz. But now he goes on, he says, Ulam beritvo Hashem ubiyum adaf chavtes mataritz dahai vaday din nitna li kasei volatzeis bo yedecho vaso chavos Megillah Shelo yehi kikare al peh. Umay to come along in the kosev. I'm shelo nitna li kosev bechlal kisvei kodesh. Le inyin sheksi vaso kedusha latame yasei adayim at kan dvarav. So what does he say? He's saying that it was Ruach HaKodesh li kosev. Not like Teisa said it was a practical tekana. But it was Ruach HaKodesh li kosev. So why is it matame yasei adayim? Just like kisvei kodesh. So, obviously, this is a perfect raya for the Grizz, that it was given Beruach HaKodesh Li Kosev as a Cheftza Shal Mitzvah Shal Megillah, but not as Kisvei Kodesh. So, therefore, it's not Matame Yisei Adayim. Right? V'zeh Lehedje Kemoshe Kasadna. The Dinksivas Megillah Luchud, the Dinksivas Kisvei Kodesh Luchud. The Dinksivas Megillah Hu Milsa Bampei Nafshe Legamri, Sheinishach Klal, the Dinksiva Amor, the Kisvei Kodesh. The Kidachazin and Dafle Shmuel, the Lonit and the Megillah Sesali Kosev, Klal, the Din Kisvei Kodesh, Mekomokam Isbe Dinksiva Linyan Lotzis by De Chavas Megillah, the Zamaforish. The Dinksivas Megillah, the Etzemach Hefza, Shalohavia. Min ksiva nefredes milvana din ksiva shel kisvei kodesh with Moshe Kasavna. It's the din ksiva smegillah be'etzem achefza shel. Shelo, have you min ksiva nefredes? Milvara din ksiva shel kisvei kodesh. So that's why it's not matame yisei adayim. V'raizu asma yigam mishitas ha-teishus she'atirtzu d'lishmul ksivas ha-rak mirabon. U'mizeh gam kemuchach the din kesivas megillah havi din kesiva acheres legamri beetsa machefza shalah. There are pshita the kivin the kesivas a rakmer rabbanan v'long ruach kodesh ein b'toras kisvei kodesh klal gamad rabbanan. U'balkochu din kesiva acherit legamri k'mosh kesav nicha. He didn't have to say that really, because I mean we said if it's only a din derabbanan, so obviously it's not going to be a tamas yadayim. It's a different type of. It's a practical ksav. It's not a ksav of Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, but he's just saying that he's bringing it down because he's saying just like that is completely different, so too if Ruach HaKodesh enjoins you to write it as a chefzer shel mitzvos megillah. He wants to say it's just as equal.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, 1 second. So I noticed, it's interesting, I noticed that in the Gra, the Gra holds that a Megillah should have a what do you call it? A piece of wood, Atzechayim, an Eitzchayim on it. So I don't know where he gets it from, but but it would seem that that's only if you hold it as din kisvei kodesh. That's why nobody has it. See, what he's saying is, according to what the Griz is saying, you don't need it. Okay? Because it's not really kisvei kodesh. It's a separate chefzer. So there's no halacha that says that it has to have a atzechayim, an eitzchayim. But if you hold it like kisvei kodesh, it has to have one eitz chayim. You can't have two because you can't. But you'd have to have an eitz chayim. So that's interesting. I put the eitz chayim on mine because I saw the grow. But I'll tell you honestly, now I wouldn't do it. Because according to the Griz, and it seems the Ram holds that it's clear that it's a different type of a chefzer. It's a chefzer shel mitzvah kriyas megillah. Mm-hmm. And even according to the Ayel asked me the Rishon to hold you need Ibud Lishma, right?
The Grid learns that they are the same thing.
That they also work in. They hold it's part of the Ksav.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So according to that, the Grid really argues on the Gra.
Hmm.
Okay, you want to take a look at the Gra? Okay, just to make sure.
But the thing is, even if you hold like the Grid.
Yeah, so the question of whether you put an omid, so they quote Machlok Shanim on Lafshu Gimel on Bezim Bav Basra, whether you put it in the beginning or in the end. So they want to say that's why the Ramah says you don't do it at all. But the Groz Mefakvek, I mean, why? You should at least do it one way. I mean, so I did it, I put it in the end. But the thing is, I see from the Brisker Rav that you don't have to do it. Because that's Halach and Kisvei Kodesh, and that's the Gemara above Basadaf Yigimel. But as an entity of Megillah, it does not need Eschayim. Okay, very good. That would answer. I'm curious, you know, in the tour with the Ramah, the Dark Emosha, does he write a reason why you shouldn't put it, if he has that Halach there? Or he doesn't have the halacha. If he doesn't have the halacha there, I would say that the reason he says you shouldn't do it is not because of the machlokas.
You're saying because it's not kisvei
kodesh. That's right.
All right. It's a minig not to put it at all.
Yeah, the minig not to put it at all. That's probably why.
Why is it better without it? Like you could just
you
put it on as nothing.
In other words, you don't need it.
So what's wrong with putting it on anyway?
Nothing wrong. I'm not going to make it possible. You don't have to.
Right. He's quoting the Maharil.
And what does he say?
I mean, no, that's the source for him.
Oh, really? The Maharil says that what? That you don't have to put it?
The minig is not to put it at all.
Oh, the minig is.
So he says the minig is
that's
not...
That's very good. So we could say very nicely. He could have brought that as a rioter biscuit.
Right.
Okay, good. Let's go further.
I guess your question on the... between Tosfos and the Ritva. Right?
Tosfos and the Ritva, yes.
Right. So it's just kind of like where you're going with this is you're trying to, like they're making a new entity, Chefzer Shel Mitzvah.
Exactly.
So but according to the Ritva though, like the idea of making a new Echasish on Mitzvah of Megillah that's not Kisra Kodesh was Nemar Baruch Kodesh.
Right?
So wouldn't that, I mean, I guess according to Tosafot you say it's the Rabbanan, it's different. According to Ritva, so then wouldn't you not have the right to extend that to universalize and say, well, Pirsum HaNeis is Mahava Echasish on Mitzvah? If by Megillah you see it's only because it was Nemar Baruch Kodesh Lakosva?
I assume so. Yeah.
Right.
I agree with you. I mean, if you're going to say, according to this, this is good.
Well, this is good. There is no Ruch Kosh. There's the Rabbanan set up a Chafta for the.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Nice.
But if you're going to say Ruch HaKodesh, so the Ruch HaKodesh is to make it into a Chafta Shel Megillah. So then you could say that you can't prove that the mitzvah's Pirsum is Mahava. The Chefza is Nishava al Yidei Ruach HaKadosh.
Right.
That's 100% right. Okay, go ahead. So you mean that'll be a kasha on the Shittas in Chanukah that don't hold like the first Shittah. That the Ner Chanukah is really taken from Ner Mikdash. And that's why it has Kedusha.
Right, because it's only because of
Ruach HaKodesh
that you actually...
Yeah, it's only when you have Ruach HaKodesh you can create it. Well, you have no Raya, at least.
Right.
Okay, go for it.
The brackets?
I guess we'll take it.
Yinei betosos megillah davches hikshiru ahadetnan de'imatames yadayim ad shich devenev iksav ashiris v'chu demuki lo hasim megillah the hikshos mehadar minim perik beis sham daf yirches the giftis the giftim el misli ilamim yatsa. So if you write in a different language for people to understand that, so your yotze, if you read in a different language, v'amai lo matamas yadayim kivan shenit nalikros v'kasi b'chol lashon shemakirim ba. So since you can write the Megillah and you could read it in any language that the people themselves recognize, then why isn't it matamas yadayim? Even if it's not Nashurus, the Tirits, the Kivan Sh'inakshir Likros Ella Makirimba, since you can only read out of that kind of Megillah to those people who recognize that language, Dinhu Shaloti Tamez Yadayim. Ava Hechad Ksiva Shurus Ksheira Afklish In Makirim. If you write it in Ashurus, it's kosher if you read it to even people who don't recognize Hebrew. Ushimhachi Dinhu Shititamez Yadayim, like Kamashan. Okay.
In other words, once they wear it's a universal Megillah, right? It's Ksav Ashuris. In other words, Ksav Ashuris is Megillah per se. But a Megillah that's written in Giftis is a subject of Megillah. It's not an object of Megillah. It's subjective. If for the Gifty, it's okay.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Right.
So therefore...
So therefore, dinu.
Dinu shilot tamei se yadayim. Avalecha dixav ashuris ksheiraf l'sheinu makirin. It's objectively kasha. Misham nuhachi dinu shilot tamei se yadayim. Like on l'shana. So he yells, "Giftis l'gifti is not matamei se yadayim." Correct, Tesis. Okay. Ulefi divrei Ritvana lachara hayinir the ksiva rezu shall giftis and giftim kiva shenik ksiva rakel makirim ba kol ikid din ksiva ksivasa who rak din ksivas megillah shlo yege kari al peh aval ein ze shayach ladin ksiva shall kisim kodesh the bazelo shayach lachale klal be makirim l'shen makirim umemelu mavur shapir hadenim tamas yadayim kiva nidli kosev kach rak betaras ksivas megillah. Okay. So at any rate, what was Tysus Kash again?
Why, since you give a Yotze, why is there a Thomas Yadayim?
Mises was nitin likosei b'chol lashon.
You need to be yotze, yeah. Right.
So Thesis answers, because it's only, what is Thesis answer? You see, according to the Ritva,
yeah,
it wouldn't be a kasha altogether.
Right. Two different frameworks.
Two different frameworks, not Matamis Adayim.
I know, so it's hard to see how you think Tosis can possibly.
Yeah, that is the.
Why is Tosis saying what he's saying? Just say.
Yeah, right. What is Tosis? Tosis' question is it's Nitin the Kasir B'Chalosha. So he wants to say, since that's the case, why shouldn't it be Matamis Adayim? The tirus, the kimish, and the shirlikos, so the makir, but dinu shalot the tamei said down. In other words, what they're saying is, and then he wants to say maybe Tosfos holds like him.
I don't understand that. Then why does Tosfos not say like him?
Right.
Why doesn't
it? Why doesn't Tosfos say?
Yeah.
It's not matamei said down.
Because
it's
Kodesh.
Right.
It's like you should say.
Why if it's written in any language, it should be matamei said down.
Why isn't there?
Why is it that
the
synonym is one of them?
In other words, Tosfos is asking.
Should be. Why?
Why should it be?
Yeah, what's that?
No, Tosfos is asking on the Mishnah that says Matamis Edayim unless it's written B'Ksav Ashuras. So Tosfos asks, but the halacha is it could be written in any Ksav. So that's the way the halacha was formulated. So why can't it be Matameh Seidam if it's in another Ksav, if it was given to be written in that Ksav? So Tosfos answers that there's an objective Megillah that's nitten likasev b'ksav ashuris, and then there's a mitzvah Megillah,
right,
which is a translation, and that's only a Ksav for the gifting.
Right, it's just so that the kriya to him should be vapeh. So
right.
So for him to read for.
Right. So that's a. Yeah. You see, you want to say maybe take so that way. In other words, the taste is the same. Maybe he means like this. That Tosfos is saying that it's ain't matamis, it is matamis edayim, right? If it's b'ksav ashuras or b'dyo.
It is matamis, yeah.
Right. So he asks, why isn't it matamis?
It's in English.
In English.
Right.
So his answer is like this. When the Mishnah says it's matamis edayim, it's speaking, why does it have to have b'ksav ashuras? Because it's speaking as Megillah that's written as Kisvei Koresh. But the fact that you could be yotze with giftus, that's halacha and being yotze the mitzvah kriyas megillah.
Right.
So that's what he wants to say. Maybe that's what he means.
I know, but the way he explains the ashuras is because everybody can be yotze if they don't understand it. It's like he's making recourse to the mitzvah. Unless you say the reason why everybody can be yotze in ashuras
means it's objective.
Maybe that he's saying that the reason according to us is everybody can be yotzi if they understand this because of Kisvei Kodesh or something like that.
I think he's trying to squeeze that in. But what does Tosfos mean? You're right. The tirus, the kibon shein ekshelu krosel umakirim ba dinhu shelot the tamei esayadayim aval heicha the ksiva ashuras kshera aflu shein umakirim mishum hachi dinhu shelot the tamei esayadayim.
Right. Why is it being told on the fact that you can be yotzi if you want that?
Is the question where the tumor comes from? Is if it's not something which is a chafsa shel mitzvah for the kol adam?
Well, I don't understand.
It's
plain pshat and Tosfos is not like the Brisker Rav. Plain pshat and Tosfos is, and the Brisker Rav admits it because he brings it down that way first. Plain pshat and Tosfos is like this. That Megillah in Ksav Ashuras is Matame Sayadai. But then you have a matir of translation, giftis legifti. So the matir for a translated Megillah is not Matame Sayadai. It's only the original Megillah is Matame Sayadai. But a giftis legifti, that's a matir. that you could be Yotze not only with the Megillah itself, but with its translation.
Right.
So that's why it's not Matame Sayadayim. But a regular Megillah, which is kosher for everybody, so there's no matir. I think he's trying to say to Briscoe that that's what he's trying to get at. Like, if it's a real Megillah, so for everybody's Yotzei, so that's really a Cheftza Shel Megillah, which is a Cheftza of Kisei HaKodesh, and it's Matame Sayadayim. But in being Yotzei, the mitzvah they added a matir of translation. So that's pure mitzvah. But the original Megillah, which doesn't have a matir, because everybody could be Yotze with it, and it's not a translation, so it's an objective Megillah. Over there, it has a din of Kisvei Kodesh.
It's a problem for the Grizz, though, no?
It'd be a problem for the Grizz, because the Grizz holds
that
it's two separate items.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's learn Taisus not like the Grizz. Right, so therefore, what is Taisus saying? He's saying if it's an objective Megillah, right, there's a Megillah, and then there's the Matir to be Yotze, the Mitzvah, of the Day Tirgum. But the Matir for Tirgum requires a person that it's his language.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not Tirgum. So, but at the same time, since it's a matir for a separate chefta, so that separate chefta doesn't have the din of Matame Sayadayim.
That makes sense.
But you almost see the Grizz's point, though.
Yes, you almost see.
Because the fact that you can be Yotze with
a translation.
How could it be?
Right. So you see, that's what. So there I think he, maybe that's what he means, that from Taisus you see that there is a Megillah Shel Mitzvah. And maybe he knows that. That's what I think it means. That maybe Taisus means that. That Taisus means if it's a Megillah which everybody can be Yotze with, it's objective. It's Ksav Ashuris. So then it's Matame Sayadayim. But if it's because it's a Cheftza Shel Kisvei HaKodesh, and you can be Yotze Megillah with it. But if it's a translation. So then they will matir this translation, so it's a different cheftz of a translation. So if it's a cheftz of a translation, it's only a cheftz that they will matir to translate to be Yotze, so it's only a cheftz shel mitzvah sheyotzen bo. And there is no din of what?
Matame
Sayadayim. That's what I think he's trying to say. That from the Taisus you could see already that idea.
And the reason why they gave the alternative vehicle to be out is because the pure substance functions to pierce
the what? That's a very abstract way to do that.
Is the reason why Tosis gives this alternative vehicle to be out because of pure substance?
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Because it's chesed shel pierson.
Right.
Maybe Tosis holds the reason why Ashuris works for people who aren't mockerate is because, like, it's an objective kriya of
pierce.
Yes.
Definitely.
It wasn't Kisvei Kodesh.
And why is it Matame Sayadayim? Because it could function as Kisvei Kodesh too.
Right. I wonder if it wasn't kosher for Kisvei Kodesh, but it was Ashuris, if you would still say Yotze.
Well, that's the question. If it weren't kosher for Ashuris, in other words, if according to the Rambam, if it didn't have Ibud Lishma.
Yeah, but it was Ashuris.
It was Ashuris.
Yeah, and you read it as somebody who didn't understand Ashuris, Hebrew. Would he be Yotze according to Tosfos? Now, is it like just...
That's a good question.
I mean,
but
only because it's...
You could say that that's the objective language.
Right.
I know, but then the Tosfos, then can't line up with the Grizz. If you say the reason why it works is because it's Kisvei Kodesh, that's why it works for a person doesn't understand it.
Right.
But now the language just can be Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, so therefore they have to understand it.
Right.
So that even in Ashuris, if it wasn't Kisvei Kodesh, it wouldn't work. Unless you understood it. Like, why should Ashuris...
No, because Ashuris... Because... In other words, Hebrew is the objective language.
Okay.
Because that was the language of Matan Torah.
Okay.
So you might say that the objective language everybody could be Yotze with, even if you don't understand it. But a non-objective language only becomes language because you understand it.
But then what does that have to do with Matan Sayadayim?
No, so he's saying if it's in Tavashuras, so everybody can be Yotzer.
Different from Tavashuras, yeah?
And everybody can be Yotzer. So it's an objective Chavtza.
It's a mitzvah, though.
That's what I don't know.
Right, but I'm saying it doesn't work out.
Because the Mishnah says it's Matamis Yadayim.
So it's clearly talking about
Kisvei
Kodesh.
What?
So it's clearly talking about Kisvei Kodesh.
Kisvei Kodesh.
Right, so it must be Tosis' learning. The reason why everybody could be Yotzei Shuris is because it's Kisvei Kodesh.
Could be,
not because Hebrew is an objective language.
Right.
So it's not a problem?
No, but that's not what he says. He says because everybody could be Yotzei.
I know, but why could everybody be Yotzei? Because it's Kisvei Kodesh, it's a clear Kisvei Kodesh.
Yeah, but what does he do with that? What does he do with... Where is that Mishnah? Megilda Fes. Does everybody hold like that?
Yeah.
Who is that in Machlokes?
Mark, did I give him Megilda?
See, what they're saying is like this, right? It's Kisvei Kodesh. But Kisvei Kodesh demands an objective language. It can't, if it's not an objective language, so then it can't be Kisvei Kodesh.
And just Stam in general?
But, so Taisus Kasha was that, Taisus Kasha was, but here was given to be written in any language. Netchila.
Right.
So Taisus thought that would have this chefza is Mishuna. And any language is as good as the Ksav Ashuras.
What Kisvei Kodesh you mean?
For Kisvei Kodesh. So the answer is no, it's not true. This is only for mitzvah. That's what Bishkov says, maybe that's what he means. That since, in other words, when Taisvah says that it must be an objective, what he means is he's telling you halacha, that Kisvei Kodesh must be objective. Okay? And over here, since it's there's a matir, so it's a chafta shel mitzvah alone, but it's not really Kisvei Kodesh. So that's why it's not matamei sedayim. That's what he means. Because I remember the Rav one time said that there was a time in the world when the whole world, every Jew knew Yiddish. There wasn't a Jew that didn't know Yiddish. So he says, so they had a hakira at that time. Could you write a Sefer Torah in Yiddish?
Sefer Torah in Yiddish?
Yeah.
I thought it's only Greek or something, no?
That was the idea of Greek.
Oh, I understand. It was a universally known language?
That's right. Because then all the Jews knew Greek. So the universal language is good for Kisvei Kodesh. So similarly over here, Bateshus Kasher was that since it was given Mitchilasa like that, that maybe that would be, that's over here, you don't need the universal.
Mm-hmm.
So he answers, according to the Brisk Rav, he answers that, it's true you don't need the universal, because it's reduced to a Chafetz Shal Mitzvah, it's not Kisvei Kodesh. But for Kisvei Kodesh, you need a universal.
But why is he tolling on the fact that a person is Yotze even if he doesn't understand?
Oh, because he knows that Kisvei Kodesh has to be universal.
I mean, since Ashuras, you're Yotze if you understand.
It's universal, so therefore it could double for Kisvei Kodesh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what he said. That's his chat.
And Tosis.
Yeah. Okay. Cleanse me and you. That I want to say from here, you see that a translation is good, that mitzvah Pearson can create a chafta shal mitzvah, because it's not really Kedusha, because there was no, it doesn't have the Ruach HaKodesh. But you want to say no. It's true that the mitzvah creates a chafta shal mitzvah. But it's only because it's a translation of a chefta, which is Ruach Kodesh.
Right.
Okay, so we'll see.